Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm so glad you did. I am so glad you did, ladies and gentlemen. I know there's a million podcasts out there, and, you know, you took the time out of your day or evening or whenever you are listening to this, to listen to ours, and that's pretty fantastic. Of course, it makes it easy when I have a great guest, and today is no exception. She's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. She's a fantastic singer, songwriter, performer, and she's got a new single out. We're going to talk to her about that and everything that's going on in the world of Miss, or it could be Mrs. I really don't know. Anyway, Jessica Marr. Jessica, how are you?
I am doing great, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me. It is an honor to be back on the show. It is still Miss. To answer your question, still Miss. So no worries there, but maybe Misses in the near future. Stay tuned. How are you?
I gotcha. Well, I'm sending positive vibes that it's going to be, because people say, let me tell you, I'm an old man, and any young bucks out there listening, I'm going to tell you, they say the engagement isn't as important as the wedding day. They're wrong. Every gal remembers it's got to be a cool engagement. You got to do it. You know what I mean? And
I support
you got to make it memorable. put some thought into it and whatnot.
Absolutely.
And people say, oh, I don't want to do anything cheesy. There's nothing cheesy about romance. You know, that's when you're supposed to be cheesy.
I agree. I agree. I think some of the best things are the cheesiest. And honestly, I'm like all for anything that you feel is cheesy or you look goofy. It's like, hey, it's only your life we're talking about here, right? Like, you might as well do the things that make you feel good without worrying about looking cheesy, because it's a precious, precious life we have, so might as well live it.
Absolutely. And just put some effort into it, guys. I know you're like, oh, Jamie, you're always telling us this. You're always saying, I tell all the young bucks I know, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with hard work and, dirty fingernails throughout the week. When it comes to Friday night, you're taking your best gal out, dress it up a little bit. Women like a sharp dressed guy, they just do.
my experience, my boyfriend is also named, he's also named James, by the way, my boyfriend, and he definitely does know how to dress. I will give him that. Maybe it might be sweats after work during the week, but when we go out on the weekend, we like to dress to the nines.
Absolutely. And, I'll be honest with you guys. I grew up in Detroit, so I can say this. If you don't know what looks good, make some black friends. Black guys know how to dress, man. They know how to do it cool. And, just observe.
Yeah. I think observation is key.
That's right. And women like it, And I'll put it this way. A good suit, a good fitting suit, that makes you look good. It pulls way more than thumping bass in your car. I know you don't want to hear it, and you think that all women love thumping bass, not as much as a good suit. seriously.
True. It's good. It's good to dress sharply. And I actually have shared this before, but my grandma always used to tell me when she was here on this earthly plane that if you look good, you feel good, and if you feel good, you feel good. And it may not have been grammatically correct, but I think there's something so powerful in the energy of not having to meet any societal beauty standard, but doing what makes you feel good, that will give you confidence, that energy is so powerful. So when you are in that place, when you've given yourself the love and attention to, you know, what you're looking like, what you're wearing, how you feel, then good things will just kind of naturally happen. So I'm all for, you know, respecting the body that you've been given by adorning it with what makes you feel good. So cheers to that.
I agree. Yeah. Now, you always look like a million bucks, like in your press photos and everything. And I get it. You know, it's press photos and whatnot. Are you a fashion girl? Are you into that? Do you keep up with that type of thing? Or
well,
not so much?
First of all, thank you for the kind words. You're hired. Officially appreciate it. I wouldn't say I'm partial to fashion, but I do like, I just kind of piggybacking off what I shared about, you know, looking your best. I like being able to dress down and being in a natural place and still feel really naturally beautiful. But I also love just that like intention of like, almost, it's almost like a ritual or a ceremony to get ready. Right. Like, and that is deeply
Absolutely.
Ingrained in human history, is that ritual. I mean, even if you look at ancient Egyptians. So I think maybe not so much like fashion, but when it comes to like dressing up, I do enjoy to do that from time to time.
Absolutely. John Wick would not be John Wick if he didn't look good. You know what I mean? If he didn't
right.
put on the clothes before killing a bunch of people.
There you go.
Anyhow.
Exactly.
No, I was curious. I was talking to some friends this weekend, and we got into a big debate. One of the things about men's fashion trend that I see a lot now, it just irks me. It's not, and I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not judging anybody. It isn't for me, and I get not everything is for me. You know, I'm totally cool with that. Man, guys. This trend of wearing like loafers and skinny jeans with no socks, I don't know. Leave that for your gal. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't look good on anybody except your gal. My personal opinion.
Jamie, you're starting to age yourself a little bit with the kids these days kind of talk.
I know. That's
kids,
what my friends are saying. They're like,
oh, wearing those loafers.
That's true. Well, you know, like dress shoes, I should say, and no socks. I'm like, oh, I live in South Florida, man, the home of no socks. If you're going to, you know, you're going out, I'm going to wear them. But that's just me.
Team socks.
You know?
Your team socks.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. My friends are like, nobody on TikTok. I'm like, I don't have a TikTok. I don't know how to work a TikTok, you know. I don't. No, Jessica, you've got a TikTok. You've got everything.
Yes.
And you know what?
I do.
Here's the thing, folks. She's got a fantastic website, jessicamarr.com, and you have every social media known to man, I think. And what I love is Jessica's on it. She's on top of it, you know? It's all – you want to find her? All you got to do is put in the Jessica Marr across the board, baby. You got them all. And that is so smart because old guys like me, we have hard times on the internet. You know what I mean? So often bands and musicians, and really anybody I know, they'll have like different ones. It'll be like Facebook is this, Instagram is that, Twitter is this, and none of them match. None of them make any sense. Jessica's like, cut out the nonsense. They're all the Jessica Marr. You can find me, baby. You can find me. And I love it.
Yes.
I think that's so smart.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jamie. It's definitely designed to be easy to find. So I appreciate you noticing that, and thank you for noticing my website and my presence on social media. I definitely am a believer of if you want something, definitely put in the intention. I'm very big on mindfulness and on energy, and so I think that that's a big part. But also then it comes down to the action piece, right, where you got to put in the work. And so I definitely am doing my best to put in the work. I appreciate you noticing. And the reason why it's the Jessica Marr instead of just Jessica Marr is because Jessica Marr was taken. So my website, fortunately, is just jessicamarr.com, but the socials, I was like, well, it's a little cheeky, but we're just going to go for the Jessica Marr.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you, Jessica, all of my friends are like artists, you know, like painters and stuff. So they're all weird to begin with, you know, just weird people. And I'll look at their website. They're like, did you check my website out? I'm like, yeah, I went. There's a tree and a monkey. And they're like, yeah, get the banana out of the tree, and then that'll get you to where you can see the painting. I'm like, well, I'm not doing all that. Are you kidding me? Why don't you just put paintings with a link to it, you know? Jeez.
They're really making you work for it there.
I'm telling you, more work than I have time to do. And if I'm not looking at it, that means other people aren't looking at it, you know?
That's a fair point. That's fair.
You know, you're really good at social media. And I don't know, maybe it's your age, you know, you're young, you probably grew up with a cell phone in your hand, a smartphone in your hand. But do you spend a lot of, let me ask you, because you're a real DIY, do it yourself, yeah, DIY, I have to spell that out, a DIY contemporary musician, you know, you don't have a big label behind you and whatnot. There isn't teams and scores of people doing all this, you know. I'm sure that'd be great if there was, but you're doing a lot of this and overseeing it, at least, you know. Do you spend a lot of your day doing that, saying, okay, well, we got to update Spotify. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to, you know, I mean, that's a job unto itself, I would imagine.
Yeah, you are on the money yet again. It's totally a job in itself, and it does require a lot of upkeep. But to answer your question, yes, I do spend a lot of time on it, just because I know, like, with the digital age, it's a blessing and a curse. And I do think, like, you know, where your energy or where your attention goes, energy flows. So if you're using social media for the resource that it is, recognizing when it can be more toxic and then shifting that or removing yourself when you need, it can be really helpful because, you know, people might argue it's so oversaturated now, but also we have so many more tools than we used to have. So I do spend a lot of time
and
kind of respect, because I want to respect the medium that I know if I really believe that, you know, opportunities can come from anywhere at any time in expected and unexpected ways. Then you bet your I don't know if I can curse on the show, but bet your ass. Sorry if that needs to be bleeped.
No, you're fine. We're on the internet. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Just remember, your mom is probably going to be listening.
I think my parents and my partner and some friends are listening live, and I know a lot of people are going to be catching the recording. So, hey, mom and dad, and everybody listening.
Hey, speaking of which, I wanted to ask you, because you're such a dynamic entertainer, you know, musician and whatnot, all around, and I've seen some videos. I've seen some videos and stuff and photos and whatnot. You're just, you know, you're owning the stage, you know what I mean? When you were a young lass, a little girl, I grew up with three sisters, and one of them was into pageants, man. So, and, you know, in gymnastics. Every weekend we were at some sort of meet or whatnot. Were you into all that kind of stuff too? Dance and tap and all that kind of?
Yes, some of it for sure. I mean, I was in like musical theater and dance as early as age four. And I was like kind of singing and dancing, you know, for my parents with those little echo microphones. When I was about three, which is almost 30 years ago now, actually, I'll be 32 next month. So it's been quite some time. Yeah, but I have been a performer. You're hired again. Thank you. See, this is why you're my best friend. I'm technically 31 right now, but I will be 32 next month.
Wow.
So excited to celebrate that and just really owning that. I have, to answer your question, I have been a performer my whole life. I did have some periods where I wasn't performing because of some extreme physical and mental and emotional challenges that I went through myself and with my family when I was younger. We had a lot of years of just kind of one thing after another. So I took a break from performing, but then I came back to it and I've kind of just been going ever since. I mean, Yeah, I play violin and guitar, so I did that growing up as well. And I've loved to sing and act, perform, and just kind of, yeah, work the stage. I guess it's funny that you point that out, because I recently found a video of myself performing 8 years ago, kind of earlier on in my music career. And honestly, it's like watching a different person. So it's cool to honor, like,
right,
the process of growth and evolution. And I think it's really important to allow ourselves permission to, like, you know, mess up at the beginning, to start small, to not be great, like to be messy, and then kind of learn as you go, because how the hell else are you going to do it?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Rocksgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I gleaned that from you the last time you were on the show. And I tell you, it changed a perception I had of myself just talking to you and whatnot. You know, I've been painting 20 years professionally. You know, it's what I do. It's how I put food on the table. And I, you know, you look back. I was going through some old hard drives and stuff, and I'm just like, oh, man, I'm never going to put that on my web. Oh, my, you know, stuff from 15 years ago or whatever. And it's just horrible. And then I had some stuff on my website. I'm like, oh, I really need to repaint that correctly because that is bad. And, you know, after talking to you and kind of getting that vibe, you know, that, yeah, there is growth and there's nothing wrong with showing growth, you know. I kind of put that stuff behind me. I'm like, yeah, that's what I was doing at the time, you know. This is what I'm doing now isn't that great. But you know, it's weird. We burden ourselves with these, you know, it's like, oh, here's some baggage. Let me pick it up and carry it around. You know, I mean.
Yes. Oh, why? Isn't that the truth? Well, I can say, though, your work is amazing, and I've seen your work, and you're so talented, and I think it's so great that you are acknowledging that we don't need to, like you said, carry that baggage of feeling bad about, oh, what, you know, what I did then, because that's, you wouldn't be able to do now if you didn't do what you did then, so why, you know, feel guilty about it? And if you look at all of the people that we see, like all the celebrities who are in the forefront, you know they had a messy beginning somewhere. So it's okay for us to just do that. And I think that fear of the judgment of what are people going to think is what holds so many incredibly talented people back. And if anything, if anybody can get anything off of this show, in addition to, of course, please go listen to the song and save it and play it on repeat, but also just don't be afraid to let yourself shine, even if it's messy, because that's when you're really going to tap into your magic and inspire others to do the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we're going to play the track here in a second, but before we did, I wanted to ask you, because I saw it on your website, knew nothing about it. You're hosting Bing, Bigo Live. What is Bigo Live?
Oh, Bigo Live. Yes, so that
Bigo
actually is, yes, it's like, it's kind of like bingo without the end. I am currently not as active on that platform, but that was kind of where I got my live stream music hosting going, and I actually really grew an incredible and amazing community there, and that's where I actually have about 120,000 community members there on that platform, and I'm really grateful. It's also where I met my partner and one of my best friends, and so many of my closest friends now that are all in my membership service that I have came from Bigo.
No.
My membership is Mindful Music Monday. We meet every Monday for a live guided meditation. I lead everyone through an uplifting song recommendation and then a mindfulness practice. So it went from live streaming on this platform to like meeting some of my most amazing and wonderful community members to now we're on this mindful music journey together, and it's so fun. So that's cool that you noticed that, though. You're so observant. You catch everything, Jamie.
Well, you know, no, I just, you know, you see people, you know, and I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this to be weird or anything. You come across people, you know, I don't know. This is episode, what is this, like 1,350 or something? I don't know, some crazy number like that. I've talked to a lot of people since we've been doing the show. And, you know, you come across people that kind of have that spark, you know, and you can recognize it, and you've got it. You know, you're like, oh, man, what, you know, this guy, it's only a matter of time, you know what I mean, that before nobody's going to believe that you were on the show. They're like, yeah,
oh my,
sure,
you're
Jamie, whatever, you know.
Oh,
like,
my
no,
gosh.
I got the recording here. But, you know, you've got that.
Jamie,
so you
thank
look
you.
At people like,
oh.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I look at people like that, and I'm like, well, what are they doing right? You know, there's got to be a common, you know, there's got to be some common activities or actions to get them to that point, you know. Some people just have it, I think. But a lot of people, like yourself, spend a lot of time on social media. You know, you recognize it. You respect the platform. And, you know, you kill it. And I think that's cool. I think that's cool. And I think a lot of people who want to be where you're at, you know, take notes, folks. When you see somebody successful, figure out what they're doing, man. See if you can do something similar. That's all you got to do.
You are so wonderful. I appreciate it. You got me all emotional over here, and I don't. It might be, you know, it could be a mixture of Mother Nature, because, you know, full transparency, it's that time of the month. But honestly, I feel very emotional just hearing your kind words, and it means a lot. And, you know, I do put so much of my heart and soul and time and energy into what I do. So it really means the world to me that someone like yourself recognizes that and sees that, because it's just, it's amazing. And it's really, it's an affirmation of sorts. So thank you. I appreciate that.
I hear you. Let me ask you this. Last time you were on the show, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, like I said, there's been a lot of people on the show. I think you were in L.A. Are you now in Dallas, Texas area?
Yes. Yes, great memory yet again. I moved from L.A. to Dallas to move in with my partner. So he lives out here.
Nice.
And I moved out technically at the end of last year, but really the beginning of this year is when I – fully settled in, and I've been meeting some awesome people, and it's so crazy what happens when you take big leaps of faith and big risks when you feel like really pulled or intuitively guided and you're following your heart. Great things happen, and I've had so many like synchronistic opportunities since I've moved out here. I've been meeting so many people, like getting just different offers and all this great networking that I never would have had if I didn't move. And if you would have asked me like 4 years ago if I ever thought I'd be living in Texas, I would have said absolutely not. But I'm here now, and I'm honestly loving it. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm happy that took the leap.
You're way too young, and you're, you know, a recent person. I, back many, many years ago, when I was, you know, a young buck myself and wolfing around, man, used to love going to Dallas. There was a great club on Sunday nights. It was church night, they called it, which there wasn't nothing churchy about it, but it was at a place called the Lizard Lounge. I'm sure it's gone now, but man, that's where all the interesting gals were, I'll tell you. I like that place.
Lizard Lounge,
really,
I've never
town.
Heard of it.
Oh, no, I'm sure. This was a million years ago. This was a million. You know, it was one of those clubs that Jessica would never go to. All the guys were wearing an eyeliner and sucking their cheeks in, you know. I mean, it was one of those types of places. But black was the color of the night. You know, it was, one of those, you know, weirdo artists. But
I'm for it. I think weird is the best. And honestly, like, all the best people are weird. And if you're not weird, then you're not opening it. Also, we do have confirmation that my partner is listening live, and he says Lizard Lounge is legendary. I used to go there. So, see, Jamie, Jessica would be at a place like Lizard Lounge. So there
that's
you go.
Funny.
Look at that.
Funny.
So funny.
Well, you go wear those boots, Jessica. Those, and they're not the cowboy ones. Anyhow.
I do have cowboy boots, so I will tell you that.
I can picture it. I can picture it. Well, that's fantastic. That is cool. No, is your partner, is he in the music biz as well? Is he doing this as well?
He is not. He actually is a sales district manager for Pepsi. However, he's extremely creative. He used to dance. He also has quite an ear for music and for design. And he's been one of my biggest champions. We'll go to an event and he's like, bring your guitar. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not appropriate for me. He's like, bring your guitar. Everyone wants to hear you play. You've got the voice of an angel. And he's pushing me, but in the best way. That's the kind of pushing that you want to have from a partner.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me that he's creative. You know, I mean, because you have to be, you know, especially in sales and whatnot. You know, it's just part of the deal there. And that's cool. That is cool. I don't. You know, again, and this, my experience isn't going to be everybody's experience, folks. but it, sometimes it's hard dating somebody that's in the same field as you are, you know? You can, you know, I've tried to date painters before, or they've tried to date me, and, you know, the weird thing that happens, and it's the same with music, I imagine, is if you're not on at an equal place, maybe somebody's a little further down the road than you are, success-wise, or achieving whatever goal it is you're trying to achieve, you know, that can turn into weird conversations real quick. Not fun ones.
Yes.
But
yeah,
sometimes
totally.
It's cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Hey, rockers. This is Stacey Lane Wilson, author and editor of the Rock and Roll Nightmares book series. I have a new podcast that features interviews with musicians, artists, authors, filmmakers, and music historians. In season one, I interview Phil Soussant from Ozzy Osbourne's band, Scott Crawford, the director of the Cream magazine documentary, Lisa S. Johnson, the award-winning author and photographer of the books 108 Rockstar Guitars and Immortal Axes, just to name a few. The Rock and Roll Nightmares podcast explores the dark and mysterious and sometimes funny side of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Enjoy on RSS or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. And sometimes it's cool just to talk to somebody that's not, you know, you need a break.
Yeah, 100%. For sure.
Oh,
it, and it's refreshing to have the perspective of someone who's, like, not necessarily in the industry, because honestly, living in LA, that's one thing. I will tell you, there are so many amazing people there. I still have people who are like family to me there, and I'll be
Absolutely.
Going back here pretty soon. And there's also a lot of ego there. There's a lot of, you know, people
mm-hmm.
feeling like they have something to prove, and there's a lot of competition. And even though you can find amazing people and those pockets of collaboration, I mean, it's what you make of it, but I will say I definitely
right.
experienced some of that, you know, in former situations where I was like, oh, this doesn't actually feel, it's kind of like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? And almost people comparing it. And what I love at this stage in my life is I'm really only open to relationships, friendships, you know, people in my life who are here to, yes, of course, cheer, like, to support each other when we're down, but cheer each other on when we're up and encourage that, not necessarily
Absolutely.
As competition. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And LA is like that. And I'm not saying I have a lot of friends that live there. It's still, you know,
yeah.
I lived in Southern California for 10 years. I lived in San Diego, so I was not in the thick of it, but still
yeah.
every weekend
I'm
up in LA,
that.
It seemed like. And, you know, the thing is, San Diego, it's beautiful, but it's kind of dull, you know, especially if you're young,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Just saying, don't send me emails, people. I love San Diego and all that. And, hey, three cheers. You guys had a hurricane. Glad, hope nobody was hurt in that. You know, you guys made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. You know. But, yeah, LA is, you know, I used to know people. And I stopped hanging out with them because it was almost like they would cheer when somebody would strike out, you know, or something would happen to
yeah.
somebody, or they didn't get the part or this. And I'm like, why are you happy about that? You know, this is supposed to be our friend, you know. What is that about, you know?
Yes.
And it just
yeah.
got old. It got old. And, yeah, I just stopped giving a shit about that stuff, you know. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, I
short.
Feel the same way. Yeah, I totally agree. And
yeah.
I think the funny thing that people don't realize, well, first of all, we're totally, like, programmed to do that, to see each other as competition and to kind of keep ourselves and each other small. So, but what is happening, your subconscious mind actually doesn't have the ability to decipher between you championing someone else versus yourself. So when you're able to celebrate someone else's wins, your subconscious mind is receiving that as you celebrating a win, period, for yourself. So the more you can actually encourage and support people, the more you're going to receive that. And, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, an age-old lesson, like karma, do unto others. We've heard it a
yeah.
million different ways, but it is so true. It's there for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In our house, my wife's probably a little more, well, definitely. The spiritual one between us. And, you know, she always says, you know, you get back what you put out. And it's very flippant to say, but there's a truthfulness to that. You know, I have found, I don't know any scientific principle behind it, but I'm just saying I encourage people to do a lot of charity stuff. They're like, hey, you know, how do I get my name out there? I'm like, find charities, get involved,
yeah.
you know, donate, pay me.
Yep.
Whatever it is you're doing, and we do that quite a bit, and we're amping it back up again. It kind of died down during COVID. A lot of people, there weren't a lot of things happening, and I have found every time I've done something like some events or whatnot, it leads to other work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It comes, and it may be 6 months down the road, but it's like, oh yeah, remember I met you at blah blah blah, and you know. I'm writing checks today. Would you like one? And for how much? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's
Absolutely.
Not that direct, but it definitely is.
It can be.
And
it
know,
can be.
Yeah, it can. Absolutely. So this is cool. So the new single, we've gone far afield. I'm reeling us back in, Jeff. I'm reeling us back in.
You gotta do that.
The new single is called. I know. I would talk to a lamp. I talk to everybody. I talked to my dog all the time. I didn't even notice this. My wife pointed that out the other day. She's like, are you expecting her to answer, you know? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I've been in the other room brushing my hair, listening to you talk about a news story or something to the dog. You know, the dog's sitting there looking at me. I don't know what he's saying, but he feeds me and I love him. And, you know, yeah, so I agree with him. You know?
Yep. It's yep, idea. That's like us with our dog, too.
yeah, you know, it's crazy. Well, hey, the new single, now this isn't out yet. It drops tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a sneak peek. Well, I guess not even a sneak peek. This is a debut, like a preview, an exclusive right here on Pop Rocks Radio.
Wow, I love that. This is, it's called Broken Heart. And, mm-hmm. you know, I joked when we connected on the phone earlier before when we were off mic, I said, I hope you're not having one right now. And
mm-hmm.
you're obviously not and whatnot. A broken heart, Jessica. There is nothing sadder. We've all had them. They all suck. Usually, though, sometimes it's for the best. I've been in those situations.
Yep.
Totally. Didn't realize it at the time, but yeah, so glad that happened. You're 31, of course. You've had that first big heartbreak, haven't you?
I have had heartbreak. I've had multiple heartbreaks, both romantically and in friendship and some family situations. So I've definitely had heartbreak. And the fun thing about this song, about Broken Heart, is it's really cheeky and sassy and kind of fiery. I mean, the lyrics say, Mama always told me to beware of those pretty boys. She said they'll chew you up and spin you like a toy, but Mama didn't tell me I could be a bad girl too. So Mama, I'll blame his broken heart on you. And so it's almost like a satirical song that's commenting on our tendency to be stuck in cycles of fear and blame. Because why are we, you know, fearing what others could do to us, giving away our power? And then also, why are we blaming other people for our circumstances? And how are we giving permission to people to behave poorly based off of the way they look, or expecting others to compensate for not meeting societal beauty standards with their behavior? So it's kind of a song that's like using almost this character of this woman who is who's had poor behavior and is kind of blaming breaking someone's heart on her mom instead of taking the accountability and responsibility for herself, because she's saying, oh, well, my mom really, you know, got me to fear these pretty boys, so I'm going to not take any accountability for my own behavior. And overall, it's really fun, but it's totally like a deeper hidden meaning of commentary on programming cycles of fear and blame and us reclaiming our inner strength and power through our accountability.
Nice. I love a stinky track, a stinky pop. I love it. Hey, let's play it. Here it is. You know, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not just saying that. I really do. You know, when you hear a track and you're like, and then you listen to the words, you're like, holy moly. You know, let me listen to that again. And then you wind up listening to it, like you said before, on repeat, just to glean, just to ring it out, kind of, you know, all the nuance and whatnot. Here it is, folks.
Totally.
This is Jessica Marr, Broken Heart. Brand new. Check this out.
Mama always told me to beware those pretty boys. They're done to spin you up and wind you like a toy. But Mama didn't tell me I could be a bad girl too. So Mama, I'll blame his broken heart on you. My mama taught me everything I know. Be careful, look for danger as you go. She said, baby, promise me you'll be safe. I can't protect you from their wicked ways. Mama always told me to be. Mama.
there it is, folks. Broken Heart. Broken Heart. Ooh. Jessica Marr. JessicaMarr.com. Now, Jessica, this drops for people to purchase tomorrow, right? This is will be on all the streaming platforms and everything?
Absolutely, yes. You can find it any of the streaming and downloading platforms. It's there. It'll also be on social media, too. So if you want to use the audio, put it in a reel or a TikTok, by all means, please do. I would love that.
Oh,
it's everywhere tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I forget to mention that to people. I'm going to start doing that because that is so huge. I'm telling you, during the pandemic, we have a guest room. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest room. It is also, it's my wife's room. But over the pandemic, it became a TikTok studio. I even bought her one of those lights, those round fluorescent lights, you know? Yeah, I'm a good guy, right? I saw some stupid show, and everybody was at, like, some influencer party on the show. I was watching some crime show. And they have these round lights hooked to their phone. Like, you can get them where they attach to your phone. And I'm like, well, that's what I need. But I couldn't find one. So I got her one on a tripod. So she has the second tier round, it's not the cool one on your phone. But I tried.
The ring light.
I tried. The ring light.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently that's important. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but apparently it is.
Jamie, you got to
have
good lighting.
Jessica?
Come on now. You gotta have good lighting. Of course, I got a ring light.
She's like, I got 12 of them. I put them in a big circle around me.
No, so not 12, clock. Just three. Come on, just three.
Just three. I love it. You can always. I always make friends with these people, guys and gals that are photographers, and you can tell how serious a photographer is by the amount of stuff. It's like knowing people and when they first have a kid and they come over to visit and they bring it's like they're moving in with all the stuff, strollers and all this kind of crazy
diaper
stuff.
Diaper bag. Yeah.
Well, photographers are like that. So if somebody's coming over to take some pictures, usually not of me, it's of other people I know. They were like, let's go over there, Jamie, to take pictures. Okay. But that happens a lot. But when a photographer shows up and they got those giant silver, like, reflecting mirror-type things that unfold, and I'm like, that's a serious photographer right there, man. I wouldn't lug that around to save my life. But people do. I guess it's important. Yeah. I don't know, Shows
yeah, well, also, with the ring light, a lot of them, and you mentioned your wife has a tripod. Tripod's great because that way you don't have to do a kind of, like, DIY phone prop-up situation where it could come tumbling down at any point and break. So, yeah, you got to – if you're going to be creating any kind of content, you might as well just give in, acknowledge the fact that, yes, you are one of those, get your ring light, and keep making stuff because that's how you're going to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's amazing. Hey, speaking of making stuff, Broken Heart is such a great track. Are there plans – now, I know – it's very easy to ask people, hey, you're going to make a video for that? But I get it. Video production ain't the cheapest in town. You know what I mean? It takes, especially when you're an independent artist, you've got to do all this stuff yourself and raise money to do stuff and all this and that. Are there plans? Do you have ideas for doing a video for Broken Heart? Because I think it would lend itself to one.
Thank you for saying that. I think it would as well. We currently don't have any plans. I actually, right now what we're doing is releasing single by single. And I have another song that'll be coming out here before the end of 2023. And it's all contributing to an overarching album. So it'll be the Jessica Marr.
Gotcha.
It'll be just self-titled debut album. And we're going to be releasing a few different songs. Two of those have some concepts for music videos, and I haven't yet come up with a concept for Broken Heart, but now that you're saying this, I'm thinking you're getting the creative juices flowing, so put a pin in that. We'll definitely have more music and maybe a music video coming for Broken Heart, too. So, and if so, you heard it here live on Pop Rocks Radio first.
Well, I can't wait for the new single too, because I'm gonna be bugging you. I'm gonna bug you. I'm gonna stay right on you, Jessica, because I want you back on the show again when that one drops.
Please do. Please, I would be honored.
Absolutely. full transparency here, folks. Full transparency. I love talking to Jessica. She's one of my favorite people. But the ratings, I got to say it, man. My advertisers are going to be so pleased with the ratings we get today because Jessica Martin.
Oh, my.
Wow.
See, this is why you're my best friend.
So
everybody needs
man.
A Jamie in their lives. No. You're so awesome, and it's always a pleasure to come on the show, truly. So I will be back. We have it in verbal writing right now that I'll come back for the next day.
Absolutely. Hey, you mentioned earlier, and I forgot to ask, and I jotted down a little note here. You guys have a dog. What kind of dog do you have? What's its name? Tell us about your dog. I love dogs.
Yes, his name is Fozzie, like Fozzie Bear. He is a corgi,
nice.
And he was my partner's. He's 5 years old, and so when I moved in, I became a dog mom, and I had cats all my life growing up. So now I have a dog, and I love animals, so it's great. The learning curve is figuring out how to train him, because I don't know if you know about corgis. They're so stinking cute and sweet and loving, and also the loudest freaking barkers
Stubborn.
You'll ever hear.
Absolutely. Is the mailman,
so loud.
UPS, Amazon, they're the enemy? Is
anybody walking past the window is the enemy. And that also includes the tree when it's blowing in the wind is also the enemy.
Yeah. I have a Shar Pei, and she's the same way. She is the same. And it's hard, and you're like, oh, I trained her to do all kinds of stuff. She puts her toys away, Are you kidding me? I should be able to handle it.
Nope.
The rule in our house
is,
I said, you're not allowed to bark unless they're in the yard. If they're in the yard, that's your property. I get it. Tip of the hat to you. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But if they're not in the yard, no, I don't want you to hear it. And the other one is they have to be on this plane of existence that I can see. If it's a ghost or whatever, and I can't see it, I don't want to know about it. So keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a ghost, then definitely don't alert me. That please and thank you. Our dog Fozzie is he's so sweet, and he's also so smart. He knows how to open doors, like the ones with the handle.
Nice.
He knows how to put his paw up there, use his little snout to open the door. He's really smart.
Well,
but,
they're supposed to be really smart. That's supposed to be a really smart breed, corgi.
Yeah, he is very smart, and he's also he's a little sassy guy too with his bark. He'll drop your heart into your stomach because you'll be sitting there, and next thing you know, whoa, like, whoa, what's happening right now? And you look outside, and there's the tree blowing in the wind again. It's the enemy.
You're like, Fozzie, I'm trying to do a guided meditation here. Throwing me off. You're messing up my chakras. Come on.
That's literally been me. Wait, so what, you were here when that happened? You know that story?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
I just had to turn on my mic because my dog, she takes a nap every afternoon, And so she's in the kennel's in here in the studio. And she, because we don't have anywhere else in the house to put it. But she was snoring so loud because they've got all those wrinkles and stuff. They've got weird sinuses, I guess, But she snores.
Yeah,
she snores like a man,
Yeah.
Like a drunk man.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah. The loudest kind.
But, and then the weird like dream bark. She does that every so often. It's like a weird noise, like a type noise. It's very strange. Very strange.
Yeah, Fozzie will occasionally embody his inner Chewbacca and kind of be like so.
Yeah. We have a cat that makes this weird noise whenever he sees, he'll look out the window, and if he sees, a bird or something in the yard, he starts doing this weird, primal, I don't know, it's the strangest thing, noise at the bird. I'm like, what is coming out of him, man? That is not good.
I know. If only we knew what they were thinking.
I'm telling you. Anyway, and the funny part is that cat, he sounds, I shouldn't be saying this, and I'm not judging. I love our cat. It's Danny's cat. Definitely a mama's boy. Wink, wink, if you know what I'm saying. Let me put it this way, folks. Every time he sits, he crosses his legs. You know, if he had a ponytail, it'd be a, he'd wear it high. He's just that type. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But he's not like
he's a fabulous
the cat I would expect hunter noises coming out of. And not the most macho cat. But they do.
Well, don't judge a cat by their ponytail. Haven't you heard the saying?
I stand corrected. I got to stop.
Yeah.
Hearing might be like,
yeah,
so.
I love
nothing
animals,
wrong with
so.
That. I'm the same way. I'm the same. Our neighbor, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this story, Jessica, but I am. It's quick. Our neighbor, we have an elderly neighbor, and she's great. She's, you know, she's weird, but she's in her, you know, she's nice and everything. And she's raising her granddaughter. I don't know what the deal is there. I don't want to know. I'm just glad the granddaughter is being raised by somebody who loves her. End of story, you know. But the granddaughter's special needs, and, you know, and she's a sweetheart. I love her, you know. She bags groceries up at the grocery store. She's great. But she found a turtle in their swimming pool, and they were going out of town for something, and they come over, and they had this turtle in, like, a little aquarium, and they're like, Jamie, can you watch the turtle for a couple weeks while we're out of town? I'm like, yeah, sure. I said, but I got to change a few things. I said, that's an aquatic turtle, and you guys got him on dry land. You know, he needs to be in the water 18 hours a day. You know, that's pretty
crazy.
They live in streams and stuff. And she's like, oh, I didn't know. I thought he was just like a box turtle. I said, no. She goes, well, he has been kind of mopey. I'm like, yeah, he needs the ride home. So
yeah.
long story short, you know, I pull out a 50-gallon aquarium out of the shed and cleaned it all, built this turtle a beautiful habitat, you know, and he ordered him special shrimp to eat and everything. And I was just talking to one of my friends who's a rock guitarist, you know, a rock star. But his day job is he's a reptile guy. He sells snakes and stuff like that. You know, he's into that stuff. And God bless him. But he's like, Jamie, you know that turtle's going to get to be the size of a dinner plate. That thing's going to grow to be about 12 inches, you know, in diameter. I'm like, no, I didn't know that. He's like, oh, yeah. So now I'm building an outdoor pond in our backyard, doing all this landscape work because Will Destiny found a turtle, a teeny tiny turtle. That's its name, tiny. Because it was the size of like a quarter when she brought it over. And now I'm, yeah, I hear you.
Wow, that is
like
a testament
too.
To your love for animals right there. All the landscaping work and the habitat building, all just for Tiny the turtle.
I know. I'm out in this hot weather, you know. I don't like sweating, but, you know, it's the world we live in. Yeah, I was talking to him. He's like, Jimmy, you could have just drove out to the country and found a pond or a stream. Or I'm like, no, I couldn't.
But then that wouldn't have made as good of a story for you to tell on the radio. So.
Yeah. I said, the turtle's spoiled now, you know. He's been eating Louisiana shrimp. Yeah, I get shipped in. I'm shipping shrimp in. I can't believe it. And they're not for me.
Wow.
Oh,
that turtle is living the good life, even better than us.
I'm telling you. But the turtle's going to be happy because guess what Tiny the Turtle can do tomorrow? Get Jessica Tamar's Broken Heart single. That's right.
Wow.
Look at that.
Full circle expert right there.
You
know, we're dealing with the pros, ladies and gentlemen. That was an excellent transition. And yes, Tiny Turtle, you may indeed stream and download Broken Heart tomorrow. I would be very appreciative of that.
She will be broken-hearted if she doesn't get her shrimp. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yes, I'm excited.
What do you got going on? What does Jessica Marr do on a Wednesday? Are you going out on the town, salsa dancing with your partner? What's happening? Work?
Well, I'm working today. I've been putting a lot of time and energy into the release tomorrow. I've been gearing up for this incredible show that we're on together, and that's been quite a highlight for me, and so I'm just really appreciative to be here. And after this, I'll continue putting some more energy towards the release tomorrow. My apartment building is actually doing a little wine night here, so I'm going to play a little bit and get some more excitement and traction going. Yes, I'm excited to play and get some people excited about
this building. I've never lived in anywhere that did that. You know, I've just lived in terrible apartments. They certainly didn't have wine night. Jeez.
Well, that's why you've got to move to Dallas, because you get things like wine night and music in your apartment. And I'm very excited. They didn't actually have it planned until recently, so it kind of felt like the universe was like, here you go. Here's a little celebration for your release. So, and I offered to play, and they're like, oh, my God, we'd love that. So everything's coming together. And then in 2 weeks after the release, I actually have a virtual show that I'm doing. So, in fact, everyone and anyone here listening is super welcome. It's totally donation-based and pay what you can.
Okay.
It's called the Broken Heart Release Show. I'm actually going to go into Iowa and have my dad join me. He's going to perform with me in his, he has an in-home music studio. So we are going to put on a show. We're going to have some family members there live. So it'll be hybrid in person, but mostly virtual. Anyone can tune in. It's donation based. And if you can't watch it live, you can watch the recording. And it's also going to sprinkle in some mindfulness practices in there too. So it's going to be a very heartfelt, pun intended, show.
Nice. Remind me of it, Jessica, you know, a few days and whatnot out from it. I know, because you've got so much free time. If you remember, remind me of it, like over on Instagram or something like that. And I will blast it out on all of my social media as well.
Thank you, Jamie.
Keep it in. Because that's cool, man. That is very, very cool. I didn't know your father was a musician. He's got to be like the proudest dad in the world. You know?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very proud of him, because he didn't really start fully pursuing music until close to his retirement. We actually used to play in a bluegrass fiddle band back home in Kansas together in a venue called The Barn.
Oh, cool.
It was literally a barn. most country thing we ever did. But we definitely would play together when I was in my late teen years. And the older he got, the more and more invested he got in music, and now he's retired from his electrical engineering job, and he's just pretty much a full-time musician now. So he's living proof that you can pursue what you love at any age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's easier, too, because once the kids have grown, they're out doing their thing and whatnot, now you got time, you know, and you usually maybe have a couple bucks to spend, you know. Yeah, we can do this, you know. Let's do it. And your pop, too. I mean, electrical engineer, I bet he has a home studio. I can only imagine, you know, with that type of background.
He is definitely a sharp guy, and I'm really blessed. I'm so blessed to have parents that love me unconditionally, and I know how rare that is. So I'm really fortunate to have their support and just literally support me physically. He's playing the show with me, and my mom is the same way. They really encourage me, and I know how hard it is for people who have parents that don't do that. So I am excited.
Well,
I appreciate you offering to share the show with everyone. I will definitely send it your way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that explains so much why you are such the cool girl you are, you know, the cool woman you are. You're cool turned up to 10, and I see where you get it from now, you know. It all comes full circle, like you're saying. Very, very cool.
Well, thank you,
Jessica.
You're very cool as well.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but
I
just try to get along. I just try to get along. Try to figure out what a WhatsApp is. You know, I'm an old man. Art. Anyhow.
A cool old man.
That's a terrible joke. I don't even know if people use WhatsApp. I don't even know what it is. Literally, I really don't. it's very true. It's very, very. My wife walked just walked by shaking her head, you know, because she, yeah, that's what she's dealing with. Anyway, JessicaMarr.com, like and share all of her socials at the Jessica Marr. She's on all of them. And, you know, hey, and check out her YouTube page. She's got some cool videos on there as well.
Thank you. Very good stuff.
Well, Jessica, thank you for taking time to be on the show and classing the joint up around here. You know, you're awesome. You're awesome.
Well, it was truly an honor.
We're going to have you back on.
I would love to come back on, and I so appreciate you having me. And honestly, this has been such a highlight for me, the highlight of my week. So thank you for having me. I will be back for the next single, and I hope everyone listening has an awesome week and knows they are invited to the show in 2 weeks. And just keep shining your light, everybody. And Jamie, you're an excellent example of that. So appreciate you.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us. We will be back tomorrow, actually. So we will see you then. Have a good one. Be patient. Remember, when the universe is trying to teach you patience, listen and take your lessons. It's hard sometimes. I get it. But, you know, we all can do better. Seriously.
Yep.
Hey, have a good one. And we will see you next time, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.